Garage Series. My name is Jeremy Chapman.
And I'm Michael Tandor.
Today we have a special show in store. We're going to talk about one of the new features for Office 365 and self-service BI.
That's right. So we're going to take a look at a very exciting new service called Power BI for Office 365.
So whether you're an IT pro or a small business or even a student, you won't want to miss today's show. But before we get started, let's have a look at today's trivia question.
What is the name of the feature that does natural language query as part of the Power BI service? Is it A, Power Query, B, Power Pivot, C, Power View, or D, Q&A?
So stay tuned for the answer at the end of the show. So Michael, we talk a lot about self-service business intelligence, or BI. What is it?
Well, self-service business intelligence is essentially what we're doing to empower end users to be able to access and analyze information for themselves.
Right. So when I was in IT, we had corporate managed data. The IT department was really in control of everything from the database itself, the queries, the reports, all of that. So it looked kind of like this. Basically, I'd have my database, and it could be SQL or other types of databases. I might have a model or some type of a reporting layer in between that. And then I'd have my dashboard that I'd create for my marketing or operations or other teams, maybe on a weekly or a monthly basis. And basically, anytime I wanted to have any change, I'd have to put in a request or a query into the database guys. And, you know, we'd always have this cycle of communication before I got the data I wanted. How does that change in self-service BI?
Yeah, so this is classic, right? So. And the challenge is that the majority of the IT project is about getting the data right, and then your end users are going to have these one-off requests. And the challenge is, how do you enable your end users to be able to create their own reports without having to call down to IT and disrupt sort of other projects that are underway? So what we've done is, of course, we've got this whole stack here. And do I actually get a color preference? Can we switch to another color?
Yeah, why don't we switch you to green?
Green is perfect, actually, for this. So what we've done is we've built a lot of capabilities for end users right into Excel. And Excel is that tool where end users just love to play with data, right?
Right, so it's a lot easier to use. Everybody's familiar with it.
That's right. So now what I can do is, from Excel, I can connect through to these sources of data that IT is setting up for me. Mm-hmm. And I can connect. I can analyze that data. And we've got great new capabilities built into Excel that leverage in-memory technology, so I can now crunch hundreds of millions of rows in data in split-second times.
But IT is still in control in terms of what gets published to be accessed via Excel, right?
That's right, exactly. And then, you know, once I've got that IT-sanctioned data inside of Excel, I also can, you know, visualize that in new ways. And we have great new visualizations with Power View and with the new Power Map technology,
right,
to really explore this data in 3D, and very interactive ways.
We've shown a lot of GeoFlow, as we called it in the earlier days, and Power Map technology on the garage. So very cool stuff to visualize data.
That's right. GeoFlow is now named Power Map officially.
Right.
And then what we've done is, you know, we're really aiming to make BI a lot easier and taking a lot of friction out of deploying BI across the organization. And we've introduced a new service for Office 365 called Power BI for Office 365. And what this allows me to do is, once I've created my Excel models and my reports, I can publish them into a very collaborative environment. And I've got a turnkey BI environment here in Office 365 where I can share both the reports and maybe the data sets that I've created in here. Mm-hmm. I can then connect, because this is all cloud-based, I can connect from any mobile device and consume those either through the browser in HTML5 or in these new custom apps that we have, and you can actually explore a series of different reports. And also, we've got new ways to to experience the data as well. So we've got this new Q&A feature, which is built into the Power BI sites in the cloud. And that allows me to just type, and then the system understands the semantics of what I'm typing, and it'll actually generate answers in the form of charts and graphs for me.
Right, so it's kind of like Bing for data then.
Exactly, yes. And in fact, the Q&A functionality was an effort with Bing and Microsoft Research to really bring a lot of different technologies together, do a lot of tech transfer, and enable a new way of really simplifying.
Right, and if I'm a small business and maybe I don't have larger databases like I've kind of drawn out here, but maybe there are spreadsheets or point of sales systems, those types of things, I can still query through that, right? And actually hit, I think, external data that's published through the data catalog.
That's right. Actually, we've implemented a really interesting way for IT to provision data sort of in this environment. So if I'm a small, medium business, I might connect directly to the sources and create my models here. If I'm IT, I have a different problem in an enterprise. In an enterprise situation, I've got multiple different data sources available. I just want to make it easier for end users to really discover that data. So part of the system as well is data search. It's something we've called the data catalog. And I can now enable data search across my organization. So I can now just type a search query inside of Excel, and I'll see all the data sources that are available to me. To your point, we're also managing a public version of this. And with this, we've got lots of partners like Dun & Bradstreet, as well as we're indexing data such as from Wikipedia. There's lots of data sources out there, the data.gov initiative. So now it's much easier to discover and bring this data inside Excel as well.
Very cool. So this is all great theory, but let's have a look at this in practice and do a couple of demos.
Sounds great.
So Michael, we want to take a look at a demonstration, and I'm going to play the part of a bar owner because I know we've got a bunch of data that we've published out and people vlogged about it, about how we can measure data inside of a bar to really have some insights into what drinks are sold and all of the profitability, sales by week, all those types of things. So let's take a look.
That's right. So a little history behind this demo. So we actually have a member of the team whose brother owns a bar, and so we built this all real data, and we're going to analyze it right now.
Right.
So at the PPI, what I mentioned was we had this ability to find data and actually discover it in new ways. So I'm going to show you Power Query. And in Power Query, there's a feature where you can actually do data search. So here I'm just going to search for the Seattle sort of businesses. And what I get back is from our public data catalog, I get back all the information around businesses in the Seattle area. So here we can see Dun & Bradstreet comes back, and I can see when this was last published, or data from Wikipedia. So another data source here, and we see all that data here.
Wow.
Now what I want to do, because of the specifics of this particular demo, is with Power Query, we actually have the ability to connect through to any number of different flat files. I can pull those data in. I can actually connect to databases like Oracle, IBM, Teradata, whatever those happen to be, or even some more modern data sources like, if I'm doing big data, I can connect to Hadoop, or maybe I can connect to Facebook, and I want to pull in some information for a marketing campaign or something along those lines. So,
right, but I'm a bar owner, so I'm keeping a lot of my data on Excel spreadsheets, so I want to be able to get insights from those.
And that's exactly what we did at this particular bar. So the interesting thing is that at this particular bar, the way that they track inventory is that they have a vendor who comes in once a week, and that vendor brings in a series of different scales. And they'll measure each of the bottles of alcohol. And depending on the weight of the bottle, the viscosity of the liquid inside, they can figure out how many ounces are left in those bottles. And then to your point, what they do is they actually track all those sort of inventory levels in an Excel spreadsheet.
Right.
So what we wanted to do is we wanted to connect through to the point of sale system and also combine that with our inventory levels. And then we could start to analyze a number of different things.
And so you're saying I can do that?
You can absolutely do
that.
Very
cool.
Yeah. So we connected to the point of sale system directly using that connection to the database. And then when we wanted to connect through to the Excel flat files, this is how we did it. So we have this ability to connect from folder, right? And from folder allows me to point to a folder on my desktop. And for this particular bar owner, essentially, he kept all his Excel files in this folder. So we just pointed to the folder. And with Power Query, it recognizes all the data that's available in all those three different files that you see here. And then you can click, And by clicking that, it brings all the data together, and then you can start to massage that data, right? So mm-hmm. I can clean it up. I can change the headers. I can actually change the a number of different things. I could split columns. I can remove duplicates. I can really clean this data up. I can change the type. So here we can see these numbers are text. Right. Change those over to number type, that type of thing. And all those steps are captured. So here we can see that I see all the different steps that I change the data.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just land that inside of Excel. And once it's inside of Excel, what we did was we just added it to the other data that we had. So here, you know, if you scroll down,
see
you can
all
see
my favorite
rum,
alcohols,
tequila,
yeah.
all the inventory mm-hmm. for the bar, right? And then easily we could just go up into this Power Pivot analytical modeling tool that we have built into Excel. And you can see through this diagram, there's our inventory data. And we've just joined it up with the rest of the data coming out of the point of sale system.
And that's something that anybody could do, right?
It's as easy as building calculations inside of Excel.
Right.
So once I've done that, then what we wanted to do was start to analyze that visually, right?
Yeah.
So we built a report, and here you can see the report that we have. And right away, you can see a couple different things. So at this particular bar, there's 139 different types of mm-hmm. alcohol, and also there's this gap. So they're losing about $5,000 a
month. So why is the vodka bar so big?
Well, the vodka bar shows that the majority of the losses are actually from vodka.
Okay.
And you can actually see that the majority of the losses apart from vodka, like the two biggest ones are Crown Rus and Stoli.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where essentially what we're seeing is from the point of sale system, I know how much I actually sold. From the inventory tracking, I actually know how much inventory I have left.
Right.
This is the gap in those. So okay. I should have sold a lot more than I did.
So that's why I'm losing money.
That's right. So that's either spillage or breakage or whatever it happens to
or
be. Or bartenders being overly nice.
Okay.
So when we actually discovered that the majority of our losses were coming from 6 bottles,
mm-hmm.
then the bar owner decided to actually change his business process. So
okay.
instead of bringing in the vendor once a week to be able to do all that weighing and inventory checks, he actually bought his own scales
mm-hmm.
and started doing it on a daily basis.
So like the measuring vigilante.
That's right. And because he could just focus on the 6 bottles that were
right.
causing him the problems, right?
Right.
And when you do it on a daily basis, you know who was on staff. So you can start to draw these correlations and figure out where the problems might be and why so much loss is happening.
Okay.
So what we wanted to do working with the bar owner was actually change this behavior and discover, you know, based on the issue of sort of overpouring, so a lot of bartenders overpour.
Right.
How could we actually get them to be a little more precise in how much they put in each drink?
Because we want them to do about 1.5 ounces.
So that's exactly what they said. They said about 1.5 ounces is the perfect pour.
Okay.
So we created this KPI. We said, okay, 1.5 ounces is what every bartender on average should be pouring.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bar owner decided to do a special promotion. So the bartender that would hit the perfect pour average would be sent to Hawaii. So it was
right.
this sort of promotional campaign
nice.
that he did. So we created a specific report for them to be able to track how the average pour of each bartender is doing. So I'll show you that report here. All right, so now what we want to do is create a report so we can actually track the average pours for the different bartenders. And here you can see we've got two different bartenders. We've got Amir and we've got Michael. And we can actually track their behavior over time. So you can see how Amir started very high on his average pour, about 1.7. And then he overcorrected, and he ended up around 1.2 on an average pour. Now, that's a problem, because that could create some customer sat issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the other bartender, Michael, who actually ended up hitting that perfect bar, the perfect bar.
He's very competitive.
Hit 1.5 ounces.
Yeah.
So he was able to focus and actually pour the perfect ounce. So
right.
So at the end, we were able to change behavior through this promotion and save the bar a lot of money.
Very cool.
Now the next challenge is, well, how do I, as an employee of this bar, track how I'm doing in the contest?
Mm-hmm.
And what we did was we actually now are able to publish this into Power BI for Office 365, and now each of the employees can actually access this report and see how they're doing. And that data is live, so they know exactly up to the day, you know, how well they're doing for
that. That might have been Michael's trick to be so competitive as well.
That's right. He's probably tracking and seeing how well he's doing. So now what we see here is the new Power BI for Office 365 environment. So
right.
I've got a number of different reports. These reports are live. They're live tiles. The data is coming from the on-premise data source. I could open those up. I can share those with other individuals. I also have this new feature, which is called the Q&A feature, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me show you how this works. So as I type, the system will understand the semantics of what I type and then generate different answers. So for example, in your bar, if you want to understand what sales looks like, I can just type sales and I can see overall sales, or I can type and I can get my inventory list if I want. I can see all the things that I have in
inventory.
It just
populates immediately, yeah.
It just comes right back. Maybe going back to sales, maybe I want to see sales by month.
By month,
and then
okay.
I've got it broken down.
Makes sense.
Or maybe sales by week.
Yep, I want to see sales by week.
Or weekday, right?
Yep.
And then what you can see here is a really interesting Sunday turned out to be actually one of the better days in the bar. And that was counterintuitive to me, so I asked them, well, why Sunday? And they said, well, because we have sports games and people come.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So also I can look at sort of the brand names that I have on hand. So there's all the different Crown Rouge, Bud Light. We can take a look at the profit for each of those. So we can see Bud Light is by far our most profitable alcohol in the bar versus, say, Crown Rouge, which is about half as profitable. And then if I want to take a look at how much, you know.
I've always wanted to know if beer or vodka was more profitable.
Well, you can actually take a look at, you know, beer or vodka in terms of, you know, how much inventory I have on hand here. So I can actually see side by side. And the interesting thing with this is that the system actually understands the semantics of words like versus, right? And
yes.
It'll present the data in the best sort of graphical way that it thinks is best for whatever semantics you've typed. So it's actually very clever the way the system does it.
Wow. And in addition to all that Q&A stuff, we can also use devices like this, right? Because I know there's a mobile story around.
That's right. So all those reports that we have published into the Power BI for Office 365 environment are now accessible right there in the mobile app that
so
we have.
So I've got my mobile app, and I can just drill into these reports using the local compute power and a view into those. So I can see sales by day here, for example. All very easily right from my Surface in this case.
That's right, and those are all live, so you're looking at the sales by day live data right there on your mobile device.
Super cool. So all this great stuff around, you know, Q&A, big, huge differentiator in terms of how we can get to data, you know, versus the past where we had to be DBAs to be able to make the queries happen. All the visualization and cool stuff we're doing around Power Map. Very nice stuff. So before we close out on this show, let's have a look at today's trivia question.
What is the name of the feature that does natural language query as part of the Power BI service?
So of course the answer to the trivia question was D, Q&A.
That's right.
We thought we'd trick a few people with Power Query as a possible answer.
Yes, that's right. But no, Q&A is the right one.
So we've covered a lot of ground in terms of this show. We've talked about how you can use Excel, really familiar tools, to both discover as well as analyze and visualize all of your data very quickly and very easily.
That's right. And then that ability to actually share those files that you've created in the new Power BI for Office 365 service so that you can share those with other individuals, you can consume those on your mobile devices, and this new Q&A feature, which allows me to now just type, and the system will understand the semantics of what I'm typing and present me with charts and graphs.
Extremely cool stuff. So it's really democratizing BI for even small businesses all the way up to the enterprise. So all of this content and more can be found at Microsoft.com/garage. Thanks for watching, and goodbye for now.